It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Ricker. Coming up on Wisconsin Life, we'll hear about efforts in the state to help Native American youth become doctors.
First, if you've been following Governor Scott Walker's efforts on the presidential campaign trail, you'll know that he's made Kohl's, the Wisconsin-based department store chain, a major part of his story. According to a new investigation, though, by the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism, there's another story about Governor Walker's favorite retailer that isn't being told.
3 years ago, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation awarded a $62.5 million package of tax credits to Kohl's. That's the biggest state subsidy for creating jobs under the Walker administration. But according to the new investigation, Kohl's isn't generating the promised jobs or investment.
Here with us now to talk about the story is Dee Hall. She's managing editor of the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. Dee, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Well, take us back to 2012 for a moment when the WEDC WEDIC, commonly called, and Kohl's announced this package involving up to $62 million in tax credits. Can you spell out what the deal looked like then?
Well, the idea was to generate, Kohl's planned to generate 3,000 new jobs and to spend $250 million on a new corporate headquarters. And the idea behind the tax credits, which are tied to the creation of jobs and the spending of money, the capital expenditures, was that you would allow them to do this, make this big move to consolidate all their operations in Menominee Falls and to greatly increase the number of people who work for Kohl's in Wisconsin.
And this was part of a wider effort to create jobs in the state.
Right. I mean, this was at a time when Governor Walker was really trying to meet his 250,000 new private sector job goal. And so there were 28 awards given to 24 companies within Wisconsin that the agency has recently acknowledged did not go through the full financial review that they now require of all of their deals. The idea was that essentially, you know, they were doing more of an ad hoc system for checking out the companies and their ability to carry out these projects. And so that's what we looked at. That was the purpose of the story, was actually just to look at all of the projects that we could, figure out where they stand, how close they are to meeting their goals, what kind of tax credits they've qualified for already, which of their goals didn't they meet. So that's how Kohl's, and Kohl's being the largest one, of course, we paid the most attention to that.
And what did WEDIC say about the financial scrutiny they did or didn't give to this agreement with Kohl's?
Well, with the Kohl's deal, I did talk with former WEDC chairman or chief executive officer, and he indicated to Paul Jaden, and he indicated to me that he was actually pretty comfortable with the level of scrutiny. They had a long period of negotiations. They always had, folks from their legal department, underwriters with him when he was talking with Kohl's. But he did acknowledge that he was literally stunned when he heard that they actually weren't planning to build the full-fledged new headquarters, but instead decided to buy space close to the existing headquarters and then to convert that into part of its headquarters campus. So that was a way that the company saved a lot of money. But, of course, then it did not engage in the kind of spending that the incentives were intended to create.
Talking to Dee Hall with the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism about the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, and in particular its agreement with the Kohl's department store chain involving up to $62 million in tax credits. Dee, walk us through the gap between the hopes, the expectations when it came to job creation, and what you found in terms of what's actually happened since that agreement was made.
So we looked at the WEDC website and we found sort of a curious pattern that happened, which was that the first year of the award, the company qualified for job credits for creating over 900 jobs. So it looked like they just shot right out of the gate, and they have until 2023 to create all these jobs. But year one, they created almost a third of the jobs. But then the next year it went down into the 700s, and the current number is down below 500. And so what we discovered was, unlike deals that they do today, the deal that was struck with Kohl's and a couple of other companies as part of their enterprise zone program allows a company to get a credit for each year they have a job. So even if the job goes away the next year, the company does earn an incentive, a tax credit, for having that job. And that program has now been changed to require a 5-year retention for each job, with the notion, of course, that a permanent job is better than a temporary job.
And one question is how many jobs? Another question, as I gather from your reporting, is what kind of jobs? How much do they pay to qualify for these tax credits?
These particular jobs, to qualify for the tax credit, they're supposed to pay at least $30,000 a year, and they're supposed to come with benefits. And so that is what the agency says it has looked at, that it's only counting those jobs. It is not counting the lower paid clerk jobs, for example, store associate jobs. So that is what the company and the agency say that the company is receiving incentives for.
Now, when I said that number, $62.5 million, I think it was, in tax credits, that doesn't mean that Kohl's got this up front. They're, in a way, having to earn it as they go. Is that right?
Right. That's right. They did not get $62.5 million in the bank. And really, they are supposed to prove that they have actually created each of these jobs and that they have actually made these capital expenditures to qualify for the credits. And the agency insists that, in fact, they look at down to the payroll to the individual person and that they are required to file very detailed reports about their capital expenditures. I don't have access to that information right now. I know that in their contract they listed as being not subject to the open records law. So we didn't actually even try to obtain that source documentation, but you know the agency assures me that they actually are doing quite a bit of due diligence on the company to ensure that they qualify for all their tax credits.
On the side of the company involved here, Kohl's, to be clear, there's no indication that they did anything that violated the law. Is that right?
No. And in fact, there was nothing about the deal that violated the law. It's just that they changed the way the program works to now make it more stringent, to make it so that companies must keep these jobs for a longer period of time than just 1 year or so. That's a change in the program. I mean, there were 3 large awards given as part of this group of 24 companies and 28 awards that were not subjected to the normal scrutiny, and 3 of those are enterprise zones, and all 3 of them have similar requirement that really the job doesn't have to be retained for any particular length of time. It can go away after a year.
This comes amidst a lot of criticism of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation from Democrats in the legislature, also from some Republicans in the legislature. Has this been the biggest issue, or are there other things that have taken center stage?
Oh, no, I think there are probably bigger issues. This was sort of an offshoot of a story that I did while I was working at the Wisconsin State Journal about a much smaller award. It was $500,000, but there was a lot of concern about the fact that it was being pushed by one of the top people in the Department of Administration, that the company had lied on its application for a loan, claiming it had never, it wasn't being sued, and that, you know, everything was fine when it was actually falling apart. And the company was owned actually by a major donor to Governor Walker's gubernatorial campaign. So it had a lot of those issues going around it. This was the first deal that we discovered where they did not do what is called a staff review, which is a more stringent look at the viability of the company and the viability of the project that they hope to earning credits or incentives for.
And you point out that this isn't unique to WEDEC, which is a relatively new institution here in the state. You write that Kohl's had, and the government had some scrutiny before for deals with the state. What else had happened even before WEDEC came into existence and Governor Walker came into office?
Well, actually, the Department of Commerce was the subject of several very critical stories, in which the agency would hand out money, but then companies would not do what they promised to do. And literally nobody would just check back with them and ensure that they were doing what they were supposed to do. There was a lack of accountability, and I wrote about that, and the Journal Sentinel wrote a lot about that, different deals that went through where nobody just checked. Nobody, like it was a loan, and they didn't ask, hey, where's our loan payment? You know, the kind of thing that a bank would always do or anywhere else. I've never run into a situation where you'd get a loan and then the lender would sort of forget to collect it. But that was actually happening under Commerce. And to some extent, in the early years of WEDC, there were some concerns about that as well, that certain loans just were not being collected upon.
We'll leave it there for now. Dee, thanks a lot for joining us today.
All right. Thank you, guys.
That was Dee Hall from the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. She joined us to talk about her latest piece on Kohl's and the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, often called WEDIC, and what's come out of that partnership 3 years later.